past few weeks, KHNS has been speaking with candidates running for office in Haines and Skagway. Today, we bring you our last candidate profiles before the municipal elections on October 1st. This is the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Stay tuned. In Haines, five candidates filed to run for two seats on the Borough Assembly. Today, we'll hear from Sally McGuire.
Sally McGuire moved to Alaska in the 1960s. She went to college at the University of Alaska at Fairbanks and moved to Haines in 1985. She and her husband raised four children out at LUTAC. She spends a lot of time in the garden.
I'm a grass farmer. I grow grass to feed things, and I grow other grains and things.
McGuire is a subsistence farmer and once ran a small bakery in LUTAC. She served on the Chilkat River Corridor Planning Commission, and she's also done some land use planning for the LUTAC area. She entered the assembly race because she's concerned about the potential hard rock mine at the Palmer Project.
There's a lot of issues that I am interested in. The mine is certainly the driving issue. I really think it's a bad deal for Haines.
She says she wants to support fishermen, and she doesn't think a mine and the fishery can coexist. Her priorities for the borough include a plan for the LUTAC dock, more robust childcare options, and food security. McGuire says there needs to be a solution to the question of police service outside the town site. She says she respects that people who live out the highway don't want police patrols, but she supports emergency services. She herself is in favor of police service.
If I live at LUTAC, I'd love to see a heck of a lot more police out there. I'd like to see them out there whenever. But I don't think that I can't get behind paying higher property tax than that. I think we pay enough property tax already.
She doesn't think the Haines budget should follow the state's example of cutting services. She says industries should pay more taxes so the municipality can offer more to residents and young families. Since she lives at LUTAC and has family out the highway, she says she feels confident representing the diverse populations of Haines.
I think that I would be able to speak to and hopefully for people in all different parts of the borough, and I think that's important.
McGuire is retired. She says that pairing her perspective with that of a younger candidate would be a good spectrum of representation on the assembly. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.
To learn more about the other candidates for Hainesborough Assembly, you can check out their profiles and listen to our candidate forum on khns.org. Sam Bass, Dustin Stone, and Orion Hansen filed to run in the upcoming election for Skagway Borough Assembly. So far, we have heard from Sam Bass and Dustin Stone. Today, we'll be learning more about Orion Hansen and why he is running for re-election. Orion Hansen works as a contractor in Skagway. At a young age, he learned carpentry from his father and stepfather and is still an avid woodworker. In his spare time, he enjoys kayaking and serves as an officer with the Fraternal Order of Eagles. Hansen grew up in Skagway. He left town to study at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. That's where he developed an interest in politics.
I studied politics in college. It's something I've always aspired to be involved in. And when I graduated from college and I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, the ability to participate civically is pretty restricted. You know, if you're not rich or tied into the churches, you really have no chance. And that was always discouraging to me. And I think you can really make a great impact in your local government. And I believe I'm doing that, and I want to continue doing that.
Hansen returned to Skagway in 2012 and has been serving on the Borough Assembly for the past 3 years. He says he is running for re-election because there are a lot of critical decisions that need to be made right now.
The decisions that are made in the next cycle at the Assembly will be there for 30 or 40 years and really set the table for our economy and how we accommodate the larger ships. Will also shape how the rest of the port functions.
Hansen says future planning for the port will need to keep an industrial component for exporting ore and importing freight and fuel.
We talk all the time about how we can diversify our economy, and that's not to say we don't value what the cruise ships bring. But we do have pretty much all our eggs in one basket. At least maintaining a placeholder for industrial activity that I think is important at the waterfront.
Hansen says he would like to see the municipality partner with another group to manage the port in the future. He thinks that a thorough port expansion will require a lot of funding. In the meantime, there are a lot of smaller capital projects that he is focused on.
Keeping the incinerator working is a necessary process that we have to keep that incinerator functioning and working. And it, you know, all the garbage that goes up there, we have to burn it. We don't have land to have a landfill. What we ship out to Haines is extremely expensive. Barging trash, we shouldn't be sending our trash somewhere else. We should deal with what we can as best we can here.
Orion Hansen is one of three people vying for two open seats on the Skagway Borough Assembly. Residents can learn more about the three candidates during a forum at Skagway City Hall on September 23rd at 6 p.m. The forum will be broadcast live on KHNS, and a recording will be made available online. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.